Well, this is the Welsh Premier League podcast channel, and we're going to do our series of interviews. Here we are, 25 years into this league, and one club that has always been there, Newtown. And I'm sitting in the bar at Latham Park with Neil Mitchell. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate.
A couple of managers said this is going to be the toughest season ever. Do you agree with them?
Yeah, I think the standard this year has increased massively. There's a lot of good players that's coming to the league now. Every club seems to be signing decent quality players. So I'm expecting a really tough season this year.
It's been a season of change for you as well. There's six or seven new faces coming in. For those that don't know those faces, run through some of the new players we've got.
Yeah, I think we've been having the same squad for the last 4 years. So sometimes a squad runs its course. Players need new challenges, so like we've lost a good core of our side, but I think the gaffer's replaced with experience. We brought in Reedy and Jay to replace Fletch and Jace. I think so far they've been good additions, and then we've strengthened with centre house bringing Leon in and Sam at the back. So I think overall our squad's a lot bigger, a lot more competitive, but it's always going to be hard to replace the calibre of players we've lost in the summer.
Well, exactly. You had the goal scorer there. Coming back to last season, it was an interesting season for you, wasn't it? What was it like in the Newtown dressing room 7 or 8 games in, where you felt you were putting in performances to get wins and you were losing or you were drawing and you were close to that bottom of the table?
Yeah, definitely. When we were losing, we weren't playing badly. It's just We were making so many chances, just not putting them in the net. And then, more often than not, they would then go down the other end and we couldn't keep them out. And that was the story of our first half of the season. Again, after Christmas, we just excelled, really, really did excel. We were so much more neater on the ball. And like through the first half of the season, we were creating so many chances. And luckily for us, we had Jason just hit a purple patch and he was just knocking them all in.
Is that what you've got to be conscious of this season? You don't have Jason this season, and Jason was the man who was knocking in the goals. Well, not the only one, but he was a significant contributor.
Yeah, very true there. Rushy, when he came in at Christmas as well, you know, he notched a few as well. But as a team we are, we always create chances. We're that type of football team. So along Jamie Reid stays, you know, a main striker for us, he's always going to get chances. And like you've seen in pre-season, I think he's got 5 or 6. He will score goals for us as long as we keep creating chances like we did for Jace last year.
So in pre-season this season, have you lot been really thinking about converting those chances? Has there been extra work on, I don't know, set plays or extra work on that final ball?
Not really. Obviously, the start of the pre-season, it was all about fitness, and then we worked as we've gone game by game, we've gone for quality. I think like 3 seasons I've been here, we haven't struggled with creating chances for our forwards or our attacking players. It was just literally putting the ball in the net. And I think that comes with confidence. I think that comes with game time. So going into the season, that's all what pre-season is about, just to get the confidence up in front of goal and stuff. And I think it is coming.
Now, let me hold something against you. On this website, on the club website in 2015, you said that one of the extra things that you had about Newtown and the reason why Newtown succeeds, this is when you're in Europe, was the team mentality, and that your team together actually added effectively another 1 or 2 members on the pitch. You must have had to call on that last year when times were tough, and bearing in mind you've got a new set of players coming in now, how do you get them into that team? How do you make them realise that the team is important here?
Well, exactly. I think the current players that were here last year has got a big responsibility to try and engage the new players, and I think we've done that well. I think everyone has just come in and been settled in like they were here last year. As a club, we don't try and have outsiders, no matter what their ability are, whether they're the under-19s, whoever's training with us, we're all as one group. We need to get the team mentality going again. Like we always say, we have a good bond within the change room. Obviously, there's going to be like 6 or 7 new players in there. But within when the season goes on, the first couple of games, we'll get to know ourselves as an identity, as a team, and then we'll go from there.
Now, one last question. We're in the bar behind you. A lot of memories with this club in the Welsh Premier League and the League of Wales. Founder members, of course, games against Skonto, games against Valletta. You've played in those games. How far away are we from seeing Newtown back in that Europa League draw?
Okay, well, last year, says it all, really. We went to bang in the playoffs. First of all, we were very disappointed not to be in the top six, because that was our main aim. We were hoping to get maybe fourth or fifth. We were trying to push on, and it just didn't happen for one reason or another. So this year, I think it's hard to gauge where we're going to be. Obviously, our target's top six. I think every team in the Welsh Premier's top six. If you ask anyone, it will be that. So our aim is top six. Our expectations are maybe not as high as last year, because we don't know how bond we're going to be, because we've got so many new players. But I don't think we're far off. I really don't. I think top six is going to be a hard place to get this year anyway. But if we can get there, you know, it's a lottery then. Obviously, I think top two or three is already gone. TNS and Coniskey, they're just going to be strong. Bala look really, really strong. But the rest of the places, four, fifth and sixth, anyone can get their places. Anyone. And it would be nice. Like, our first game of the season is Bala away. Great test for us. That will show what we're about.